This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Gardeners, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here for another hour or so to answer all of your gardening questions. We do have somebody on the line to give us some great information today. His name is Bill Stengel from Summit Responsible Solutions to talk about their products and give us some great information. You've heard us here talking about them the past few weeks, especially during barbecue season, the mosquito dunks and the mosquito bits, etc. So, Bill, welcome.
Hey, good morning.
How are you today?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, Bill, just for those of you out there who are listening, why don't you give us a little bit of information about the company and what you guys do?
Well, we're a small little manufacturer in Baltimore. And back about 30 years ago, we developed a product designed for professional mosquito control. And it was called the BTI briquette at that time. And BTI is the active ingredient in this product that we now sell as mosquito dunks. BTI is a bacteria, Bacillus thuringiensis israeliensis, and it's a species-specific killer of the insect class Diptera, which includes mosquito, black fly, and fungus gnat. So it's very, very effective at killing the larval stage. Matter of fact, it's 100% effective at killing the larval stage of mosquitoes, and it's virtually harmless to everything else. So back in those days, it was developed for professional mosquito control. Health agencies in different states were buying it and applying it to pools of water for mosquito control. And they were handing them out to homeowners so that they could treat their own areas. Homeowners kept calling us saying, yeah, where can we buy your product? And it wasn't available at retail. So, yeah, some 25 years ago, we developed the retail package for it and went out and started selling it. And since then, it's become the America's number one mosquito larvicide. So we're very, very proud of the product.
Now, you guys have a couple different products with this. You have a dunk, and then you have the bits. Now,
yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about the dunks first, and then we'll get into the bits and talk about that, too?
Sure. So the mosquito dunks are designed as a sustained release product. By sustained release, I mean once you place it out in your pools of water, it's going to last 30 days or more. So it's constantly releasing the BTI bacteria into the water. BTI in and of itself is heavier than water. So as it releases, it slowly filters down through the water column. So mosquito larvae are filter feeders, so they're swimming around, they're sucking everything in, and as they suck in the BTI bacteria, it is a for them, it's a gut disruptor. It actually, once they consume it, it literally reacts with the alkalinity in their stomach, which is just the toxin, the BTI, is activated by the alkalinity in their stomach. And it's, again, only this particular species at which this occurs, and it punches a hole in their stomach, literally. So they starve to death. As it floats down through the water column, it doesn't matter where they are, if they're up toward the surface, down closer to the bottom of the pool of water, they're going to ingest this as they're sucking in everything around them. And this particular dunk, like I said, sustained release, continues releasing the product for 30 days or more. And then once it's gone, you can just simply replace it. Mosquito bits, on the other hand, are more of a quick kill product. Mosquito bits are corn cob granules with the BTI applied to the outside. And they're designed for a real quick kill if you already have an area infested with mosquito larvae. So you put it down and the BTI comes off the outside of the corn cob immediately and starts drifting through the water column. And within hours, you're going to have most of the mosquito larvae dead. Whereas with the dunk, it just takes a little bit longer for that to start activating and start releasing. And then the other advantage to the bits is that because they're in a granular form, they're great for broadcast control. So if you have a large swampy area, let's say you have an area in your backyard that fills up with water and is slow to drain, but there's grass growing through it. It's, you know, literally a swamp for a period of time. Mosquito dunks are, it's difficult for them to release in that type of area. Whereas with a granular product that you can broadcast spread, you know you're going to get full coverage. And once it hits the water, it releases, and the mosquito larvae are going to start ingesting it, and it takes care of them. But it's a short-term solution. It's something that has to be reapplied every 7 to 10 days. But again, active ingredients are the same. It's just the what you're trying to control, where you're trying to use the product.
Okay, that's really good to know. Now, the great thing about all these products is they're non-toxic to, you know, wildlife, pets, fish, humans. So, you know, that's another great aspect to it, because you're looking for standing water in the yard or in the area, right, to really take care of this?
Well, yes, you are. When people call and ask us about the product, we advise them that, hey, if you have mosquito issues, chances are you or your neighbors or somewhere close to you has a standing water issue, and it doesn't take much. Mm-hmm. The mosquitoes can breed in as little as a thimbleful of water. So the first thing you should do as a homeowner is really take an inventory of your property. Walk around. Are there any containers of any kind? Is there a wheelbarrow? Is there a jar lid? Is there kids' toys? Anything in the yard that could be holding water. Make sure you turn it over, you empty it out, you put it away. Get rid of any possible water that a mosquito can breed in. And then you look at other areas where you may have standing water that's a little more difficult to control, or that you don't want to get rid of standing water. So if you have a rain barrel, if you have a bird bath, if you have, I know me personally, I've got a bunch of earth boxes that I use, the self-watering big box planter to grow vegetables in. There's a fill tube on that, which is just perfect for mosquitoes to drop their eggs in. So, yeah, look at that, break a piece of dunk off, drop it down the tube, and you have no problem with mosquitoes there. Clogged rain gutters, the corrugated drainage pipes that come at the end of, sometimes you see them at the end of driveways and things. People are you know, getting water either out of their basement via sump pump or from the rain gutters. It comes down, goes underground, and comes out these pipes. That's a perfect breeding area for mosquitoes. So you really have to look around and try to find out where the standing water is, get rid of it, and if you can't get rid of it, treat it.
Excellent. That's a good way to be looking at it for anybody who's listening right now and is thinking about killing the mosquitoes. You know, take a look, take an inventory of what you have. That's where it starts. And from there,
yeah,
and get
your neighbors involved, because, again, you may have mosquito issues, but it may be your neighbors that have the standing water.
Exactly. It's all about what you're seeing, and the neighbors could have it too. So this might be a nice way to knock on the door. Hey, you want to get rid of the mosquitoes? I got an idea.
Exactly.
So it's a nice way to meet the neighborhood. But these two products are awesome. I know the bits come in a large size. You can get them in a small case or a big bottle. The same thing with the dunks can go from what, 6 to 12? Is that correct?
2s, 6s, and 20s.
Okay, that's right. Sorry. Mixed up my numbers here. all right, Bill, if you want to hang tight for me on the other side of the break, I just have a couple more questions so we can get everybody some good information because it is summer barbecue season and people are getting out there and they're going to want to know what to do with the mosquitoes. So hang tight for me, Bill. We're going to be right back on the other side of the break. We'll have more with Bill from Summit Responsible Solutions. We'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multi-purpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're joined now from Bill Stengel from Summit Responsible Solutions. And I wanted to touch base a little bit. There's another product that you guys have. You obviously have many products, but another one that we want to talk about here is you have a new tick and flea spray.
We just introduced it this year.
Now, I'm just looking to get a little bit of information about it and how you use it. I understand it isn't organic, but sometimes some organic spray, you know, you need a little bit more when it comes to this.
Well, unfortunately, that's true. There are just some pests that can't be effectively controlled, and a pest like ticks, just like mosquitoes, are really public health hazards. I mean, there's a lot of diseases that are spread to humans and to other animals by ticks and mosquitoes, and we see the problem with ticks just seems to be growing and growing and growing. You know, the CDC has reported that Lyme disease has increased double over the last couple of years, and they really feel that they're only getting about 10% of true Lyme disease reports. So
wow.
they estimate that even though only 30,000 cases are reported, they estimate that it's over 300,000 actual cases of Lyme disease, because in many cases, Lyme disease symptoms aren't really prevalent or are unknown or misdiagnosed. So people may have Lyme disease and not even know it. Well, they're sure a lot of people have Lyme disease and don't know it, because later in life, they're finding that people contracted Lyme disease earlier, and now the bacteria that's still in their body is causing some major health problems. So
yes, go ahead.
We wanted to get in front of this and try to help people control ticks in their environment. So we've come up with a tick and flea spray for outdoor use for yards and areas near wooded areas, anywhere to spray to create a barrier so the ticks don't invade your property.
Now, how does the product come? Is it in a concentrate or is it ready to spray?
We actually have it both ways. We have it as a hose end, just attached to the hose and spray, or we have it where you can mix it in your own sprayer and spray.
Great.
So a lot of people will prefer the convenience of the hose end, but if you have areas that you need to treat where it's difficult for you to reach a hose out there, then we just have it available for you to mix in your compression sprayer, tank sprayer, tractor pull sprayer. Any of those applications can be used.
And now how often does it need to be used?
Typically, if you spray early enough for ticks, because the small nymphal stage of the tick, especially in your area with the deer tick, the best time to spray for that is mid to late spring, so that the optimum window for spraying has already passed. Not to say that you're not going to effectively kill ticks now, but if you get the nymph stage early in May, early June, you can have a lot more tick control than spraying now. But obviously, if you still have a tick problem, you want to spray now, and spraying now should provide some relief for up to about 4 weeks.
Okay, great. Now, so we only have about a minute left here. So can you just, again, if anybody has any questions, should we be calling the office or emailing you guys?
You can call us, you can email us. We're happy to take phone calls. We get them all the time. If people have questions about how to apply the products, and we want to make sure that they're doing it properly. So, yeah, we welcome phone calls. Yeah, Monday through Friday, 8 to 4.
Excellent. Now, Summit Responsible Solutions is great products here, the Mosquito Dunks. Bill, thank you for coming on and giving us a little bit more information about your product. We do appreciate it. And you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. We'll be back in a couple minutes here to answer more of your gardening questions, so give us a call. We'll be right back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at graham.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Prior to my becoming president, it was a very, very bad situation, a very dangerous situation for South Korea, for North Korea, for the world.
President Trump referring there to relations with North Korea after he makes history becoming the first sitting U.S. president to step onto North Korean soil. The president meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in the demilitarized zone between South and North Korea early today. The two leaders then shaking shaking hands and walking 22 steps into the North Korean side.
It was an honor that you asked me to step over that line, and I was proud to step over the line. I thought you might do that. I wasn't sure.
He says the two also agreed to restart stalled denuclearization talks.
We're going to have teams. They're going to meet over the next few weeks, and they're going to start a process, and we'll see what happens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
A recent article says that consumers need to evaluate the ingredients found in their toothpaste. Dental hygienist Linda Hirst.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Look for a toothpaste with a natural, gentle ingredient, like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
The report noted that toothpaste with baking soda shows promise in reducing plaque and may decrease gum bleeding when compared to toothpaste without it.
When you brush with Arm & Hammer toothpaste, you notice the baking soda difference. They have been clinically proven to remove up to 5 times more plaque and to reduce gum bleeding by as much as 60% when compared to a non-baking soda toothpaste. Throughout the day, as you eat and drink, stains attach to the tooth surface, actually embedding into the sticky bacterial plaque. Arm & Hammer toothpaste with baking soda removes the stains and the plaque, even in the hard-to-reach areas. Baking soda also helps neutralize the harmful plaque acids that form in our mouth, keeping teeth and gums healthy.
For more, visit ahtoothpaste.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line, so we're going to get right to those. Nathan, who's up next?
Julie in Reading.
Julie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, thank you so much. About 2 weeks ago, I had called with a cactus question, but we ran out of time, but that's okay because I came up with more questions about it.
Perfect.
This is a cactus that has one stem that goes up, and it's about 2-inch diameter, and at the very top and at the very bottom, there are little offshoots that are like maybe 6 inches by a half an inch, looking very healthy, but in between it's totally bare. So you know, I kind of want to cut this down and save the top. Now, you had said that on the cut end that's still in the pot, I should put a jar over it. Now, does it matter if it's a clear or should it be a tinted jar?
I'd go with the clear. Definitely the clear.
Okay. And when I make that cut, do I make it straight or slanted?
Straight.
Okay. Now, concerning what I cut off. Now, does the end of what I cut off go directly into the soil? And would it be potting soil or cactus soil? Or must I dry it first?
No, so there's a couple things you can do. So you definitely want to use a cactus soil that has a little bit more sand to it. It's a little bit heavier than like a potting mix, the light potting mix.
Okay.
So definitely look at doing that. But use a rooting hormone. Bonide has a great rooting hormone. Root hormone. can't think of the name off it, but it comes in a small, like, medicine jar. It's a powder, a white powder that you dip the cactus or whichever cutting in, the spot that was cut, you dip it in there, and then you put it into the soil from there. What that does is it helps produce roots quicker, and it also helps with the transplant shock. So I'd definitely take a look at doing that, using that rooting powder.
Okay, so I can go directly from what I cut off and stick it in that rooting powder and then into cactus soil.
Yep.
And I don't have to dry it out or anything in between.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. Now, can I ask you another question?
Sure.
Okay. I have a Scotch broom that in the spring is absolutely gorgeous, but it has, I have to turn it down. It's like about 2 or 3 feet, you just see the wood. But then in the spring, the top gets all full of those lovely yellow flowers, and it's so beautiful. But I'm wondering, can I prune it down when it's gotten that out of hand?
When it's got really leggy and...
Yeah.
You can. So the time to do it is obviously after it flowers. That is something that you can do. You can actually take about a quarter of the plant down. You could also, as it's... you can get rid of some of the old branches, like some of the old woody, like inner parts. You know, that's anything that's dried out, you can get rid of that. It's definitely something to do. I'm trying to think. It would be something that you'd need to cut earlier in the season. Not when it's really, really hot, because you could cut it back pretty deep. But when it gets into the warmer temperatures, it'll dry the plant out quicker and end up killing it.
Okay.
So that's why there's a couple way to do it. It's after the flowers kind of fade away, you'd want to cut into it and trim it back by a quarter. You can also prune out some of that old woody interior to get rid of it, some of the dry stuff. But, you know, you can cut it down, but it needs to be... when you cut it down like that, you're really going to end up killing it. So I don't think you want to cut it all the way back. It's more of just like a quarter of the growth. Usually they say the rule of thumb is a third on anything that's flowering, but something along these lines, you can do a little bit more and cut it back by a quarter.
Okay.
Actually, a quarter is smaller than a third. Excuse me. I'd go with the third. My numbers just went out the window there. So cut it back by a third, not a quarter.
That cuts off most of the greenery.
Well, so do it by the green parts. So it would be a third of the green itself.
Okay.
So instead of doing a third of the plant, because if you were to do a third of the plant, you could cut into that woody structure, do by the third of what's green and what's been viable for you and has been growing. So it's only by that amount. So that spot might be only, you know, a foot tall, so you're looking at, you know, 4 inches off of that.
Okay. Yeah, it's so sad looking when it's not blooming, but every spring it just looks gorgeous.
Yeah,
you know, and it's full of flowers, and it bends the branches over so you don't see the woody thing. But, you know, I'm thinking, oh, is there any chance of saving this?
Well, so that's kind of what they do, unfortunately. They don't look like much during the summer. But cutting it back a little bit is going to help it maybe produce a little bit more green for you that season. But obviously it won't flower again, but it's just, it'll help clean it up and not have as much to, it won't hurt it. It'll help it only.
Could it, even though it's past when I should have pruned it, could I cut off the dead stuff anyway? What had been green?
You can definitely cut anything that's dead at any time of year. Because
okay.
Anything that's dead is still the plant's still trying to fix it, trying to heal it in that area, so it's putting energy towards it. You want to have it put its energy towards other things, the things that are growing and looking good. So cutting it back just to, you know, a little bit below where the dead and living parts are together, that will help rejuvenate it and get it going again.
Hey, I thank you very, very much.
No problem,
Julie. Time and your knowledge.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a great one.
You too.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Bring a dose of nature indoors with the newest Bomo Organic Liquid Plant Foods, loaded with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes to grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And with this Bomo's new easy dose cap, you'll get a perfect pour every time. Just flip open the cap, turn the bottle over, and pour in the pre-measured dose. Need more? Just repeat, and then fill the watering can with water and feed your plants. No measuring, no mess. Just flip, fill, and feed. Brought to you by Espoma Organic, a natural in the garden since 1929. Learn more at www.espoma.com. Let's go right back to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Patty and Lowell.
Patty, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning, Patrick. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you perfect.
Okay. I have a nephew, and he's planted two small, probably 1 foot hydrangea plants, a pink and a blue. But the tops of them are brown. And I wonder, are they dying? Is it too much sun? The leaves are just fine.
So the flowers, they're turning brown on the top?
On the top, yes.
Okay. So it could be a combination of maybe a little bit too little water or a little bit too much. Unfortunately, they both look the same. Too much water and not enough water look identical when it comes to signs on a plant. What he could do is where the dead parts are, cut that dead off of the flower to try to rejuvenate what else is going on. Or as it starts to die back, you can cut the flowers off to get rid of them so you not have to worry about them for the...
The rest of the plant.
So, unfortunately, that's kind of what's, you know, where it's at with it. Make sure when he waters, he does deep soakings, leaving the hose on the trickle and leaving it on the plants for about 20, 25 minutes, maybe 30 minutes, depending upon how big the hydrangeas are, and doing the watering in the morning, if he can, instead of the afternoon. You could also look at using like a 10-10-10 fertilizer to help give it some nutrients back. That 10-10-10 fertilizer can be used every 6 weeks when it comes to a hydrangea. So you could do it now and then middle to end of August.
Okay. Every 6 weeks, 10-10-10.
Yep.
Well, I thank you very much.
No problem. You had good luck with those hydrangeas, Patty.
Thank you again.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll go right back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Tim is in Martha's Vineyard.
Tim in Martha's Vineyard, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, hello. I have a hydrangea question.
Okay.
Well, actually, I have three questions. This is about my hydrangea. It was in the ground. It wasn't doing anything. And I looked at it closely. There was nothing on the surface of the ground that was alive. It looked dead. So, anyway, it had died back. And I took it out of the ground, put it in a pot, and put it on my porch to nurse the lawn. And what's coming up? It looks like they're like the little sprouts from seed, and because the first two leaves look like seed embryo, cotyledon. I wonder if that's the. I'm just curious. I think that's what they are. The roots have sent up the leaves, and they're coming up. And I just wondered. That's curious. Is that? How they grow out from the roots?
Yeah, I mean, they can come right out of the roots themselves. It's just It's just pushing itself to another growth. It usually will come off of the main stem and bunch out that way. It's definitely happened before. So it could be right on the root system.
Yeah, but is it usually they look like the two seed cotyledons coming out? Is that what happened?
Are they very small?
You know,
they're round. Go ahead.
The first sprouts are coming up, and I'm sure it must be a hydrangea because each one is coming up by the old stem, next to the old stem.
Yep.
And the first two leaves are perfectly round. They don't have any dentation or anything. They're just... they look like maybe that's just the nature of the first two leaves with a hydrangea.
Well, it definitely could be, but they usually come right out of the stalks themselves, the old stalks, or unless it's trying to produce coming out the side. But they do start off very small green, round-type leaves, and then they will start to mature and get bigger that way.
Uh-huh. I see. Okay, well, it's alive. It's coming up, so that's good. And also about cutting the spent blossoms off, it's not always below the five leaves. It's sometimes there's two leaves and there's five leaves. So
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub. It's a product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espomer.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line. Is Tim still with us, Nathan?
Yep.
All right. Tim, you were asking about some roses and the dead flowers as they go by.
Yeah, it's not always the second set of five. You know, sometimes it's where do you cut it?
So
and often there are anywhere from two to four or more blossoms on one flower stem. And I'm cutting, as they go by, I'm cutting them off, you know, individually. Is it, or should I wait until all those two to four are?
No, individual. You can cut the individuals off there.
Yeah.
Sometimes what'll happen is, say one's dying, say it starts to get a little bit too wet and it creates a rot, and the rest of it'll rot with it. So cutting individuals is definitely fine to do to get rid of it and keep the rest of the plant healthy.
Yeah. Okay. And what about where you cut to, well, deadhead? It probably doesn't matter that much. I just do the best I can where there's...
Try to get as much of the, you know, that individual flower out as possible. You know, a lot of times when they form in clumps, they're going to have a part of a stem that goes into the main stem. Try to get it back as close to the main stem as possible.
Okay, where it comes, where it branches. Okay.
Yep, definitely.
Uh-huh. Well, would I cut it right next to the stem or look at the leaf and cut it just before a set of five?
I'd cut it right next to the stem, or you know, either way, but I'd like to cut it right back to the stem.
Oh. Okay, and about sucker stop, can I put that on any plant that, I'm trying to, that maybe I feel it needs some rooting help?
Well, so the sucker stop's going to stop any sucker growth coming out from it. A lot of times it's like apples or maples or things along those lines. That's what it's really meant for.
Okay.
The product was developed more for the commercial end, for like fruit trees, apple trees in the, in orchards. But they brought it to the retail end so that you could do that on your own or anything that does those, does along those lines. It's not going to help with anything with the rooting development. It's just going to keep away that sucker growth, and that sucker growth actually takes water away from the plant. So in essence, it will help the roots because it's allowing the water to go to it, but it's not going to, it's not going to do anything to it directly.
Okay. Well, what about rooting powder? Biotone rooting hormone, whatever it is. Can I use that on any plant that I think is having root trouble?
Well, if you're having root trouble, the Biotone starter is one that you can use. That would be fine. There's another product out there called Protolizer from Natural Alternatives. That's an additive to go with fertilizer. So you could use both of them. That will actually help develop those root system. That liquid form will get into the plant a little bit quicker than the granule. So it will actually help long term.
I see. Okay. Very
all right,
good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
have a great one.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye. We do have time for one more caller. Quick question. So, Nathan, let's go to that next caller.
Donna's in Barnstable.
Donna, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Oh, hi. Thank you very much for taking my call. My mom and I are having a really tough time with a sumac tree.
Okay.
It's growing up through the lawn. We did have a landscaping company come in last year and grind it down, and they were supposed to have pulled the roots on it. And they've just grown up over 6 feet now. But it's in the area where my parents used to have a vegetable garden, so I don't want to put any poison on it because we're thinking about doing another garden in that area.
Yep.
Suggestions on how to get rid of it?
So there's products out there that you can use, like Burnout from Bonide is an organic way. It's a lot of like salts and fatty acids and that type of thing. That might be the closest thing to do it. What I would do is if you can cut it back, so there's about an inch left of growth, maybe 2 inches left of growth, take that product, that Burnout product, instead of spraying, the plant itself, paint it onto the wound, the fresh wound that you've cut, to get rid of it that way, and that could help absorb quicker. You might need to do it a couple times because sumac just goes nuts, especially, they could have ripped out the old roots, but there were some roots from others around. So Burnout from Bonide would be definitely something to be using, but paint it onto the stem.
Okay, great. One quick question, another one?
Unfortunately, I don't. We're hitting the break in about 5 seconds, so you can email us or give us a call next week, all right?
Perfect, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We'll be back next week, guys. Until then, we'll see you.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.